Yes, sir. Welcome to the Untitled Podcast, man. Another episode, another year, man. We are back at Savannah Hoop Shootout. We are joined by Central Fellowship Christian Academy, man. It's going to be a real dope interview. To the left of me, I got your mod with me. You know what I mean? Also sitting across from me. I'll let you guys introduce
yourself. Yo, what it do? This your boy, Young Sip. Y'all know me. Y'all love me. I go by many different things, but this weekend I'm taking on Stephen A. Sip, full in effect, you know what I'm saying? Stephen A. Sip with the podcast, baby. My partner right next to me, my boy Never Tell.
I ain't got today. No nickname, but I'm here.
Yeah, he here. He ain't saying much. We here. But nah, man, we here with CFCA.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Coming off a great season, my guy. I did a little bit of research on you. 22-8 last year. 5-1 in the region, Final Four appearance. How does it feel to be here in Savannah, man, for the end market shootout? This is year two. So you making history still, you know what I'm saying, being in the number.
Man, it's a good opportunity for the school. You know, we're a smaller private school in Macon, Georgia. It's hard for us to get into these big tournaments. It's hard for us to schedule those big public schools. I mean, you kind of got to put yourself in their shoes. You don't want to schedule somebody small like CSCA if you run the risk of losing to somebody like us.
Yeah,
it makes you look worse than it does us. So, you know, this is a huge opportunity. I'm excited for the guys to get to experience something like this. I'm just excited for the school in general, man. This is huge for us. Hopefully we can put on a good showing today against a tough Johnson High School team.
Yeah, absolutely. So leading into that, you know, you mentioned Johnson, obviously team lost in state championship last year. So as a coach, you know, how important is it for you to kind of schedule these kind of games early, just so you kind of know what you got going forward?
I think what we like to do at CFCA and what I've learned from coaches in the past is we like to schedule these tough games in November and December. That way when you go into your region play come January, February, you've kind of got that footing underneath you. We don't want the cupcake games early on. We want those games to push us. And sometimes it takes a good butt whooping to wake your team up. And then when you go into January to play your region opponents, I mean, that's one of the reasons we were 5-1 in region last year. 2 years ago, won region championship, played for a state title because we had those tough games at the beginning that prepped us for our league. So this is huge. Yeah. I think this is going to be a good little game for us.
I was about to say, I don't know if you guys paid it any attention, but – this is probably like my favorite time other than March, Feast Week, because you saw a lot of the big teams go down against these, you know, in the middle of the field teams. Like 2-time national champion UConn loses two big games.
Every game at Maui.
So, like you said, these type of games are important for later in the year. So I'd say, what was your preparation into coming here this morning?
Really, it's. I tell my guys, control what we can control. Johnson's going to do what they're going to do today. We're going to do what we're going to do. I can't control what press they run if they press. I can't control what offense or defense they run. I know what we do. Mm-hmm. I know where we got to get better, and I know what we have to do good in order to win today.
Right.
So we just control what we can control and let the game take care of the rest.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you, so you're an alumni.
I am. I went there from 1995 to 2008. I'm a 14-year alum at CFCA.
Nice. So for you, what kind of pressure does that add for you?
I was there for a long time. It's okay. I think about it too. Like, man, I spent half my life at that school.
So what kind of pressure does that add for you? Because obviously, you know, you got friends, you got family that they're always in your ear. They always got something to say. We got a very close friend that's coaching at our alumni. And we're consistently, you know what I mean, talking to him about what he can do better, like we coaches, right? So I know you kind of get that same thing. So is there any pressure that's kind of added to with that?
A little bit maybe, because, you know, the boys team has never won a state title in basketball. We played for 1 2 years ago, lost to a Trinity team who we played for the fourth time that year. Yeah. Fourth time. But I don't know. I think there's more of a sense of pride for me. It's just, you know, this is my 17th season coaching high school basketball. Mm-hmm. I actually coached with a guy who coached me at CFCA. Mm-hmm. Got to learn from him and just having my first opportunity as a head coach at CFCA. It's just really cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of full circle for me.
Yeah.
Playing for a program, not leading the program I played for. But, I mean, there's always that little added pressure. It's like, man, we got to show up year in and year out or I'm going to embarrass all my friends.
Right. Yeah, nah.
I read coming off of last year, you had a senior by the name of Jeb Wells, and he scored the most points in school history at 2,000. Now you have two guys with you. Mm-hmm. my boy Braden. Braden and Ashton, right?
Zayden.
All right. I read that you're the leading scorer, correct?
This year, I think it's really close between these two guys. Okay. I know he came off an 18-point game last game. Zayden came off a 22-point game. They're kind of neck and neck.
They so I was about to say, how does it feel, feeling that you got to fill big shoes that he's leading for you guys?
I don't really feel like I need to fill any shoes. I'm just trying to play my own game. Like, I don't feel like I need to, like, be somebody else when I can just be myself on the court. So,
how about you?
Same as what he said.
Zayden's a man of many words.
So for you guys, man, walking in, obviously y'all came in through the arena, you saw the floor, you saw the crowd, some of y'all played in big games before, but is there any nerves or how y'all feeling leading into it? Like, you know what I mean? What's your mind? I mean, at?
I'm not nervous. Last year we got to play in the Hawks arena.
So, okay, yeah. So yeah. It's small.
Small crumbs.
Yeah. Is there a little bit of a chip on y'all shoulder, though? I mean, coming, like you say, a small private school, Johnson's a school that's consistently playing for state championships, consistently in the Final Four, always competing for something. You know what I mean? You're playing in their city, right? Like, playing in Savannah. So, for y'all, is there a little bit of a chip on your shoulder? Like,
I feel like we're, like, doubted right now. So, if we can win this game next season, like, we can see us playing, like, bigger public schools and even, like, Savannah more and more often, so.
No, absolutely. And that's the one good thing about Savannah, I will say. They're not scared to, you know what I mean? Well, they'll do it locally. Locally, you won't see them play in the private schools, but they'll have y'all come down. So you know, I'm definitely excited to see y'all, man. So Coach, I know you guys got to practice as well, so we won't hold y'all too long. But for you, what's something that you are looking to get out of this? Because this is a different situation, right? You say I left at 6 in the morning.
Right.
Had to travel down. You got a game later on. Like, it's the day after Thanksgiving, right? Yeah, so everybody on the phone looking at Black Friday deals instead of focusing on the game, right? Like,
I know.
You know what I mean? So for you, like, how do you keep your team locked in and focused leading up to a game that's played at, what, 5 o'clock today?
6:30.
Yeah, 6:30. So how do you keep them locked in all day?
So we have a group text. I'll text the guys every once in a while. So for me, it's, you know, we would have been up and going for over 12 hours before we even tip tonight. Yeah. So the thing is, get out there, have a good practice, break a little bit of a sweat. We're going to go out and grab some lunch somewhere that's reasonably priced in Savannah, but it's going to be hard to find that. it's just keeping that mindset, staying focused, knowing that, yeah, we're here in Savannah. It's good to get out of Middle Georgia and have this bonding time hanging out as a team because you always need that. But always keeping the back, hey, we do have a game today. We do need to stay focused. I think we'll go out, relax, have lunch, have fun, kind of let the guys unwind. But when we come back in the arena, it's like, hey, it's time to lock in.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like you said, do we have a chip on our shoulder? Yeah, we lost the state championship 2 years ago. Last year, we lost to the eventual state champs in the Final Four. The score said by 5, but we had to foul at the end, so it was really a 2-point game. Mm-hmm. We had them on their heels. So we're starting to prove ourselves as one of the powerhouse private schools in Middle Georgia, but we still have a lot more to prove.
Yeah.
And I think today, although we're young, we're not like Johnson. We don't have 8 seniors. I've got 2 seniors on my team.
Right.
I start 2 eighth graders.
Yeah.
But what you'll see out of our team, no matter if we're up big or we're down big, we're never going to quit.
Right.
We played a local high school 2 weeks ago, Northside High School. Mm-hmm. We were tied at halftime. They started the third quarter on a 16-0 run. Mm-hmm. We were down 16 in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Came back and tied that game up with a minute left. So you're not going to see any quit out of this team.
Yeah.
You may see some of the youth come out and some of the decision-making that we make today,
but
we won't quit. Yeah. So just that toughness. We have that toughness. As long as we keep that mindset of toughness, I think we're gonna be okay today.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah,
absolutely. And fellas, the same thing to y'all, you know what I mean? Again, y'all got a long stretch before y'all's game, right? Y'all been up since 6 this morning, right? So for y'all, what are some things not only that y'all are going to kind of do to stay locked in, but only kind of pass on to your teammates, keep them locked in as well?
Just cut, like, foolishness. Like, whenever we come back from lunch, I think, like, it's time to lock in. Right. Playing, like, a team that could – everybody thinks they're going to beat us, but if we prove – if we do what we got to do, we'll win. So.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And Zay,
what you to say something so bad?
A man say the score, man. He just here for the buckets, man. He here for all that talking.
I love it, though.
For what he doesn't say, if y'all are going to be here for the games tonight,
yeah.
As far as 8th grade basketball players are concerned, this kid right here.
Listen, and I read
he's a hidden gym.
That's why.
Yeah, he's eighth grade.
That's what I was telling you about, man.
Yeah. A bucket.
I'm about to say, so what's some of the things you guys do to lock in? Like, what's some of the music y'all listen to? Like, what are some of the things?
That's a good question, because I want to hear this too. What do y'all do to lock in?
What are some of the things y'all do to lock in?
I be stretching before coach get us and tell us to stretch and listen to music. That's really it.
Okay, what are we listening to?
What artists you listen to get locked in before the game starts? And same for you, Brady.
I knew Kirk Franklin.
I listen to Boss Mandela.
Hey, okay. I can teach finesse.
I listen to R&B before game.
Okay.
Mary J.
Yeah, a little bit of
Sizzle.
He just wanted smooth.
Now I'm excited to really see him play.
Yeah, nothing like that. So it got to be new school, like Sizzle or something.
He might know about Sade, Tony Braxton. He might know a little something.
Yeah, a little something.
name one artist from the '90s that you listen to. Both of y'all.
In the '90s, wasn't that long ago.
Felicia.
Alicia Keys.
Felicia?
I'm lost too, cause
I forgot the song name. I think her name is Felicia.
Hey, he just put it on Pandora.
We gonna try to Shazam. What about you, my guy?
Laurel Hill. I listen to Laurel Hill. Okay. That's about it.
Okay.
All right, one more question. Well, probably two. But we'll see. I say y'all around Mount Rushmore of basketball inspirations.
I watch a lot of college basketball, so I'm gonna go Christian Laettner, Kyrie Irving,
okay,
Penny Hardaway, okay, and Allen Iverson.
Okay.
That's a nice Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. What about you?
couple dookies on there, okay.
Say Rob Billingham.
Okay.
Luca. Kyrie, yeah. Ja Morant and
it's a tough last spot.
Oh, Darius Garland.
Okay. Okay.
So guard heavy. You're real guard heavy. Coach, I'm going to give you coaches and players.
Oh, gosh. We'll go players first. MJ.
Okay.
I was always a huge Dirk fan.
Yeah.
I just like those players who aren't like crazy poppy, but really contribute, like Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Yes. I love
my favorite point guard. Yes. My favorite point guard. Yeah.
And then probably my last guy, it's got to be Kobe. Right.
Yeah, got it.
Mamba mentality, man.
Got it, Mamba.
Coaches. So. I mean, I'm a UNC fan, but Coach K, man.
See, I knew Coach it was K. Something I liked about
you.
See,
you put that at the top, though.
Coach K. Roy. Roy's a good one.
There you go.
I'm a huge because I kind of get my inspiration from coaches who can make adjustments mid-game, and it's just like the other coach is like, what the heck do we do? And I thought one of the best coaches to do that was Brad Stevens when he was at Butler.
Oh, yeah.
And then he came to Boston and turned Boston around, and now he's the president of the Boston operations. And Brad Stevens is one of the best basketball minds out there.
Absolutely.
He didn't get on the sideline, but he got out the front office. So.
And I think the last coach for me, gosh, there's so many good ones. I'm a Hawks fan, so I'm going to go Lenny Wilkins.
Okay.
Mr. 600.
Yeah, winning his coach ever. Yeah, okay. So as a former player, right, you're not an older guy, so I know a few times in practice where the players think that you don't know what you're talking about. So, it's always right. So, how often do you got to actually, kind of, take the sweats off, pull the shorts out, and remind them?
I think the last time I actually went at it with the guys was I haven't done it yet this year. I'll get out there and say, hey, they'll do something wrong. I'm like, this is what you have to do.
Because they didn't look like you don't want to do it either.
I mean, really, any chance I get, but the last time I actually, took them off and just ran up and down the floor with the guys when I couldn't make it up and down the floor more than twice. It was probably last year. I have a lot of fun with the guys. I say I coach a bunch of boys, man. They gang up on me all the time. But I would feel like Braden's going to shake his head no right here, but I feel like I always have the final word no matter what happens. I feel like I'm the best. I feel like I'm the best shooter in the gym, honestly, when it comes to practice time. Wouldn't you agree, Zayden?
I got a perfect one. And I hope I don't get y'all in trouble. Give me your best coach impersonation.
Oh, gosh. All right. Yeah. Go ahead, because I haven't seen this.
Y'all down by 20. What he saying?
I mean, like, guys, we got to lock in.
Say it. What's up? Give me one.
You got to lock in. Gosh, do I sound that bad? Let's hear it, Zayden. Slow the ball. Oh, wait.
Give me one of his impersonations.
I can't really say what he say.
You know what? Yeah. I was about to say we don't want to get nobody in trouble.
Central Fellowship Christian. Oh, Christian. Let's keep it clean. Hey, Let's keep it clean.
Call him a child of God. I know that for sure. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So guys, man, again, good luck tonight. I can tell y'all, you know, obviously you're in Savannah, man, so the crowd's going to be on you. But I can also say, being from Savannah, we all from Savannah, you know, you hit a few shots, you'll quiet down, man.
Johnson
is a Savannah school, but if y'all come in and y'all turn up, that crowd will switch quick and start cheering for y'all.
I will say basketball, and it's the March Madness vibe. Everybody loves the underdog.
That's it.
Everybody loves the underdog.
That's it. Y'all walk in that gym and y'all lock in like y'all supposed to, hey, y'all can sure shake some up, get a crowd on your side. It's going to get different, like, man. So.
I appreciate it.
It's so
real fun, man. CFCA, Coach Klein, Zayden, Braden, we out this thing, man.
Yes, sir.
Stephen
yes, sir.
A. Silk, Untitled Podcast, my boy Miles.
Yes, sir.
Y'all already know us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Untitled Podcast, man. Joint episodes with this Untitled Podcast and the Podcast. We are live at Savannah Hoop Shootout. Once again, second year. We are here with the Battery Creek High School basketball team. I got young Jay Toner with me, sitting across from me. Let's introduce yourself.
You know what I'm saying? We the other half, a little part, portion of the podcast. It's your boy. Throughout the week, I'm Coach Shard, but today, I'm Stephen A. Silp. And this my boy Never Tell right here with me. Again, we are the podcast. And again, I'm glad to be here with the Battery Creek Boys basketball team. Coach Brown, how you doing today, man?
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys, man, for the opportunity, man, and allowing us to come out, man, and hop on you guys' podcast, talk a little bit about basketball and us. So appreciate y'all, man.
Sir.
So, Coach, man, I really want to start off, man. We talked a little bit off mic, man, but I really want to get into just the culture of Battery Creek basketball, right? Like, you know, I mean, I know we talked a little bit about, you know, having some young guys kind of shifting the culture, getting it where you want a little bit. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, man, it's year six for me, man, at Battery Creek, man. I graduated here in 2010.
Okay.
Had a lot of success here as a basketball player. You know, at my time, we went 25-2. When we first dropped to 3A, man, that was our first year in 3A, so we went to all the way to Lower St. Lawrence, double overtime by one. And then our senior year, we had everybody coming back, so people thought that we were going to be that team, but we ended up getting kicked out in the third round, so we made it to the Elite Eight. And then we had another young team, 2015, 2016. I don't know if you guys know Antoine Humans.
New Hampstead.
New Hampstead. Right,
yeah. Right,
he was right. A coach. That's my boy. He was a coach at Battery Creek during that time. Mm-hmm. He ended up doing the same thing, making it to Lord State and losing by one. Mm-hmm. It's possible, man, for our school to actually make it that far. We showed that. Another cool thing about Coach Humans, man, he was my middle school coach.
Okay.
So I took over after he decided to, you know, let it go because, you know, little junior was, Antoine was growing up and starting to play more basketball. But the winning culture is possible at Battery Creek, man. We're just trying to restore it back. So I think, you know, being able to, you know, come 45 minutes across the bridge, it's different basketball, 45 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's going to help us out in the long run. But just trying to get that culture back, man, to a winning program, a more respectful program as it was previous years before.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So So for you, you mentioned that you're an alumni of the school, right? And we know a few people that are doing the same thing. Personally, is there any pressure for you being an alumni, also being there when it was successful? I know kind of you probably sound like an old man saying, back when I played, we did all, you know what I'm saying? But for you, like, what kind of pressure is attached to trying to be successful and restore a culture that you know is possible at that school?
Man, it's no pressure, man. I think the generations are totally different now, man. So in our community, it's the same thing going in our community is going around in everybody's community. I'm only 32 years old, man, so I kind of connect with the guys in a different realm of things, man. So the pressure isn't hard at all, being that I'm a young coach, and I got more opportunity to relate to our kids. Yeah. It's just trying to get them to see the bigger picture. And to be honest, man, from 2010 to now, we've added a lot of other schools around the area. Yeah. So we had, two high schools, Buford High and Battery Creek and Buford. Now we got Buford High, Battery Creek, Well Branch, Bridges, and a couple of other schools. That's a couple of miles around the way. So now you find the thinning of the athletes that used to be in one or two schools.
Right.
Now you got to kind of, it's a little bit harder now. So
okay. Yeah.
So my question is, being that this is the second year for the in-market tournament, have you guys had a tradition of playing in big arenas, or is this your first time playing in a big arena?
My first time, man, but I let the it's for me, it's my first time, but these guys play AAU and whatnot, so I know they've been on bigger stages, similar, but I don't think they've been on anything of this caliber or this type of event. So
we'll let no man sorry what you say, my boy.
Two grown men.
And what's your name? Introduce yourself before you.
My name is Ethan Cox. I'm a junior from Battery Creek, but I feel like it's a good experience for us. We probably could do something down in Buford. We could do something for real. But, yeah, it's a good experience.
It's the biggest arena in the southeast area, supposedly. Yeah. So how you feel about playing there?
My name is Tyree Smith. I'm a sophomore. I feel like it's going to be good exposure for us, and it's going to be a good challenge. And we want to come back with a win.
Gotcha.
Absolutely, man.
I was going to say, so I haven't seen you guys play as of yet, but my question is, who are y'all inspirations? Like, who do y'all watch and say, I need to get that move down? Or, like, what are your muses on the court?
Muses? I really want to be myself, for real. That's tough. Yeah, I really want to be myself. I really, like, I be watching basketball, but I be like, I could do the things they do.
Bro, you going places.
Yeah.
So what's your skill set? You would say, like, what's your strongest attributes and flaws?
Like on the floor? I'd probably say shooting and finishing.
Gotcha. And what's some things you think you need to work on?
My ball handling, and a little bit of defense.
Gotta be in you. Can't be only. Gotta be in you. Tyrese, what you say, man? Who do you try to play like?
Myself, I watch my bad games, and I learn from my mistakes that I had did in that one game.
Coach's dream.
What's up? Learn from your mistakes, man.
Yes, sir.
Coach, who do you say that you try to get pointers or get some of your skill sets from as far as the coaching aspect goes?
So, man, now I think one of my biggest coaches, man, that I look at now, man, is Coach Nate at Charles Southern University.
Okay.
Young, another black dude, man, alumni that played at Charles Southern that did great things, man. Also, Pat Kelsey. That was at College of Charleston, and he's now at Louisville. So they're two similar young guys, man, energetic. I like their style of their coaching, just two respected guys, man, that I look closely to. Of course, you got other coaches, man, but those are my two guys, man, that I really, pay attention to right now. That I was able to actually meet personally as well. So
gotcha. So it was pointed out that, this may be for you guys maybe the biggest arena you played in, right? So obviously the experience is different. You go out there and you're shooting, it's different. You've seen the backboard, the glass, all that stuff is different, right? So, Coach, for you, what's one thing that you're really looking to do to kind of keep them locked in, keep them focused, kind of calm their nerves a little bit and remind them of just another game?
Man, it's opportunities, man. We all sit in the room, and we only get one chance at this thing, man. I told him we were invited, man. I thank Coach Goodwin and everybody involved that reached out to us and gave us the opportunity to come. So this is one of the things, man, and one of the stages that we want to be that we want to come back to next year. Yep. You know, and that's gonna come by you know how we perform tomorrow. What we do, man. You don't want to, you know, go out there and lay an egg and be like, I don't think. I mean, it's hard playing against, you know, a good, you know, Calvary Day team, man. But just like I told the guys, man, in our program, like, this is the type of events and stages that you want to be invited to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we want to come out and perform, man, so that we can get that invite next year, man. And again, 45 minutes across the bridge, man, it's a lot of, it's a different kind of, you know, talent. So
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, for you, early in the season, obviously, Calvary's a pretty good team. Got some bigs that you guys may not see down the line, right? A couple of them, some guards that could play. You know what I mean? So, do you feel like it's important to schedule these kind of games early in the season, or do you kind of want to kind of see what you got early and then just you know get to the depth of the region, play and really see what you got there?
Oh, so we, man, I'm used to playing against competition, whether we get blown up by 20 or 30, or we in tight games, man. I think we want to be playing better basketball in January.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the key, man. So, and there's other teams, other tournaments that we could have possibly gone in and possibly win, man. But I'm like, dude, we don't get this opportunity to play against some good Savannah teams very often. And then in the NMARC Arena, so we got two high caliber teams in our region, Oceanside and OW.
Yeah,
that constantly make deep, you know, runs in the playoffs, and then we play 3A basketball. So it's not like we can play 1 or 2A, yeah, beat them up a little bit, and then go to our region to be prepared. So I think playing teams like this, man, is going to help us in our region. So that's why we, you know, do it. And we got this. Well, next week, Saturday we play Calvary Day, and then Tuesday we play Bishop Englin.
Okay.
So we got an opportunity to either go 2-0, 0-2, and then kind of mellow out throughout the rest of the week, man, and get our mojo back. So we got two big games to probably prepare us for our season now.
Yeah, okay. Dope.
Like you said, it's important to play these games right now. Like I was just saying in one of the recent interviews, like this is probably the most fun time in basketball. Like Feast Week, you seeing like these top-ranked teams in college basketball losing to middle-of-the-field teams. So it is important to play these games now because it means a lot later in the latter part. But I kind of want to get with you guys, you know what I'm saying? Let hear y'all voice. We asked all the kids on the last shows to name one artist that they listened to from the 90s.
From the 90s?
From the 90s.
The 90s.
And it wasn't that long ago, we was.
I said, what year was y'all?
2000, baby.
Come on, man.
Yeah, this
is
a throwback for y'all.
To be honest, I really didn't. I don't listen to none of them for real.
Oh man,
that's for real. That's
all right,
real.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Young the boy. Old, no. Young boy is 2010. Wow. He going zeros to tens. Zeros to tens.
Zeros to tens. I'll probably say.
Brown, none of that. Straight young
come
boy.
Come on, man.
Ain't no two.
Yeah, I did listen to Chris Brown. Yeah, Chris Brown.
Okay.
Chris Brown.
All right.
Okay.
What you say, Tyrese?
Jacquees.
Okay.
More modern.
We'll accept it. And in that same lane, so what are y'all listening to before games? Like, what's something, you know what I mean, that y'all listen to get you ready for the game, with you hyped up or calm you down, whatever the case may be?
I don't listen to nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
Straight killer.
Got a book. Yeah, man, reading a book.
None of that nonsense.
All right. Kobe used to listen to Michael Myers music, so the Friday
theme.
Well, you know, yeah, boy, Kobe said he used to listen to the Halloween theme.
Kobe's a little off, man.
Yeah, yeah. Kobe was throwing it off. I love him, but
what's the headphones before the game?
Man.
YB.
Yeah.
YB.
That's the poll. That yeah, the top
everybody.
Of the poll.
Probably Young Boy, J-Dot.
You gotta tap in.
Yeah, all of them. All of them.
Right,
okay.
Baby.
And coach,
yeah,
same
right.
thing.
Right.
Yeah, look at that.
Brother put me over the other school.
Yeah.
Say,
right,
coach,
baby,
who in your headphones before the game, coach?
Man, I honestly, I'm a Christian, man. I'm a believer. So, man, I listen to a lot of sermons.
Okay.
I listen to Philip Anthony, man. Mm-hmm. Anthony Mitchell, 2019. Myron Golden. Just solid pastors, man, that talk about the gospel. These guys probably was hesitant because I'm listening to what y'all listen to.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They know how much I fight against them listening to that music, man. The generation that's so broken, man. Like I tell them, man, them guys making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Putting into little kids' mind, man. They going out thinking they on the same tier.
Yeah.
They getting years now, so that's why they probably were, you know, questioned about, oh, man, I don't think I want to answer this.
Oh, no, that's how smart you said. Yeah.
Nothing.
I get your answer now. All right.
Yeah, I get it now.
So do you have, like, you got, like, a favorite scripture before a game, or you, like, go, like, pick one every single game that's new?
Oh, man, just a lot. I stay in Proverbs, man. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, man. A lot of things, man, that just get me uplifted to make sure I'm thinking with my heart and not with my flesh. So
you seem like you hung around your granddaddy. You, a lot of wisdom. Like young wisdom. You say you're 32.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah.
I'm 30, so I know it's a lot of young wisdom. Yeah. I hung around older people, so yeah.
Yeah, you should lock in with Coach, bro.
I'm still working on
this. All right, so have a little more fun. Y'all boys give me y'all coach best impersonation. Y'all best impersonation of y'all coach.
Speech, y'all down 20. What he saying?
Have down 20. Mm-hmm. The game ain't over. The game not over. Probably come in the locker room doing a little yelling. We playing down the competition.
You got to talk like him. Talk like him. Go.
Yeah.
I really. Oh, you not talking like him. Bro, let's go back to when we played at the Orangeburg tournament, bro. So he was playing lazy.
Oh, the Orange
Coach
Bird
CJ time. Came in the locker room. We was down at halftime. He said, man, why you play lazy? When you going to stop eating all that fast food and play?
Come on. Yeah, man. The Chick-fil-A holding you back. That
yeah, he's a Burger King.
Okay.
So, Coach, what you going into an event like this, what do you say is your – what is your game plan for the night?
Game plan, man, is to stay within five. I see that they do have limited numbers, but, you know, guarding 6'10 and 6'6", man, two skilled guys, man, that's like two extra players.
Yeah.
So, and we're playing on a bigger court, man. So I'm looking just to stay within five, man. Let us get that ball. Let us be able to play basketball that last 3 minutes or 4 minutes in the fourth quarter when it really counts.
Yeah.
And let us go. I haven't watched full game. Well, I watch full games of coaches, but I don't really know him.
Right.
So once we get to that 3 or 4 minutes of basketball, let's see. And it's not, you know, talking trash or anything.
Yeah.
Let's see what schemes are better than what schemes. Because that last 3 to 4 minutes in the fourth quarter, man, it comes
out. Execution.
Yep.
So
execution. Your money at.
Yeah, man. So you down within five, man, or up by five, man, in the last 3 and 4, you got a chance, man. And then that says a lot about us as well. Playing against a high caliber, you know, Calgary Day type team. So,
So with that, obviously we spoke about y'all being 45 minutes away, but people in Savannah may not be too familiar with Battery Creek basketball, right? So, at the end of the game tomorrow, what do you want people to walk away with? How do you want them to feel about y'all? Like, what do you want them to take away from Battery Creek basketball on Elite when they join tomorrow?
Pretty much the same thing we're saying about them, man. Them guys coming 45 minutes cross here, man. Us going 45 minutes cross there. We got a team that's ready to compete. Mm-hmm. And I know Coach Evans. They came down last year. I think it was last year or the year before last in scrimmage. Just.
Yeah.
Coach George Brown, when Coach Jordan was the coach, he was the assistant.
Yep.
So I think there were a couple of freshmen when we played those guys that was really good. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Jordan hit me with a nice old school type coach. You know, Coach, man, we don't got nothing, man. I got a lot of freshmen. Mm-hmm. We got on the court, man. Oh boy, blew us out by 30.
Don't trust nothing, Coach J.
That's all, man. We just want the same respect, man. 45 minutes across the bridge. We know a team that's ready to compete, man. So that's all.
Okay. Dope.
Man, no business.
Yeah.
It
worked. Yeah, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So my last question. What's something that you're going to tell your guys, right? Because tomorrow's going to be different. You walk in, gym's going to be full, going to be a big crowd, it's going to be loud, you know what I mean? It's going to be a different environment as a whole, right? So you come out of that locker room, you know what I mean? What's something you're saying to them before for them to keep in mind?
On the back of our practice jerseys is together.
Yeah.
Our theme this year is earn, not given. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to earn every possession because it's not going to be given to us. Last year, we were saying our turn. The guys last year, you know, helped us out with making our first playoff run in a long time. Mm-hmm. And then the year before that, it was we all we got, we all we need. Mm-hmm. So putting all those things together, man, to, you know, let's play for each other. I know it's a big stage, man, and, you know, they see the lights, man. They're not on the Instagram post no more now. They're actually, you know, on the stage now. Yeah. But let's remember those principles that we, you know, we talk about and we try to hammer in with each other, man. Let's just play together. Let's have fun, man, and let's always be respectful because when they're not on the court, they're being watched. Now, when they're on the court, they're being watched. So that's all.
Absolutely. And how y'all feeling? You know what I mean? We're talking to the coach, but how y'all feeling coming to the game, man? Like, what y'all thinking?
I don't know. I feel like we just should come out and play basketball. Not just because everybody in the stands, we come out and play basketball for real. Cause like, we beating them. If we beating them, they're going to be like, Barry Creek know how to play basketball. Some basketball for real.
Yeah.
Okay. Just come out and play basketball.
We just got to come out and attack and play as a team because if we don't play as a team, we're not gonna get what we want to get.
Yeah.
See, confidence for sure.
Yeah.
It's all in confidence.
Who the best shooter on the team?
Coach.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the answer I like. Hey. That's the answer I like, my guy. Come on, man. Ain't even no thinking about it. Me. Yeah, coach.
We had another school and the coach was like, hey, nah.
Yeah. And see, they ain't even attest to it. Like, he got it.
And speaking of, that's my last question, but that's a good point. So when's the last time that you actually had to strap up and remind them of who coach really is? You know what I mean? Because sometimes I know they forget. They forget a little
sometimes
bit,
that,
right?
Man, you an old man.
A couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
You was out there.
Yeah, you were.
We got a couple of guys, man. So, and that's the thing, man, is I always got to, you know, put my shoes in the office, man. So it's just nothing to be able to play. And I'm a personal trainer as well, so I'm always staying in shape, man, and making sure that I'm giving these guys work.
Yeah.
And again, I always say, man, I'm not going to get in practice no more because now every time I get in practice, it's more so everybody want to go out my neck.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I don't play no more, man. Yeah. So I say that, and then I jump in practice the next day.
Yeah.
Just to give them a different look, man, and what, you know, I still consider myself a high-level guard. So just to give them what that looks like, man, and help them out on the back end.
Yeah. That's a good point, too. You talk about building a culture, and you want them to see that you're willing to put in the same work you asked
for. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know what I mean? A lot of coaches get to a point where they can't do it. They just talking. So, you still able to get out there and do exactly what you told them to do. You could show them, you know what I mean, better. You could tell them, man. So, that's dope. I like that. Fellas?
Well, I got nothing else, man. I got a lot of respect for you leaving this interview, man, and I'm wishing you the best of luck, not just tonight, but throughout your entire season. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep a close eye on you. This your boy, Stephen A. Silk. This has been Coach Brown in the Battery Creek. What's y'all mascot?
Dolphins.
Battery Creek Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? I got to do my research a little better. Yeah. Stephen A. Silk messed up, dropped the ball, but we good, baby. We good. But, man. Coach Brown and the Battery Creek Dolphins. My boy, Booby. You got anything left?
No, that's it, man. You got it. You said it.
Yeah, sir, we signing out. This has been another episode of the Untitled Podcast. We'll catch y'all on the next one.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls across the world, this your boy Stephen A. Silk checking in today live from the M-Market Arena. The Seaport Shootout is today. I'm joined here today with the podcast and the Untitled Podcast, and we together make the Untitled Podcast. My boy Never Tell to the right of me. Around the corner, my boy Booby. My boy J 24 Thigh in the building. And today we are joined by the Harlem Bulldogs, coached by yours truly, Jeff Williams. My boy, what's up with you?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
We go way back, man. Way back. I ain't
nothing but 30.
Man, listen,
way back.
Come on, man.
Spend a lot of time in the gym, though.
Come on, man. So, Coach, how you feeling today, man? Coming back to the city in the second M-Mark Arena Shootout. This is a big arena, you know what I'm saying? They held you out last year at New Hampstead, but now you got your opportunity.
That's right. I feel like we had the best team in the city last year, you know. But we still hadn't earned our stretches like the other programs, so we, you know, in a sense, didn't deserve to be in, you know. I feel honored to be invited back. Even though I'm not here now, you know, a team I have now is a young team, up and coming. You know, school's only had 2 in the season, 20 years, but I've been blessed that every stop I've had, I've turned around and did really well. You know, I was at Hemp 3 out of 4 years. I played for a region title, winning two. And the 1 year I didn't win, I got sick and didn't finish the year. You know, last year we set a school record for wins, 23. Went to the Elite Eight for the first time, went 12-0 in the region. It was a bad quarter. We was up with 4 minutes left in that game. And, you know, Elite Eight to get to the Final Four, and that team went on to win the championship. Yeah.
Tough. So, I know, you know, with Harlem being up around Augusta, man, it's a lot of history in Augusta basketball, right? So for you being a coach, coaching a program that may not be as well known for winning in Augusta, like, what's your motivation then coming out? What's your mindset coming in, starting over, starting fresh? You know what I mean? Essentially, you know, what's your mindset with this school, with this program?
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, I'm from Augusta, so, you know, I know we have a rich history, great basketball there, man. Like, the last 5 years we had Westside, which is in our region now. They won. They've currently won 3 in a row state titles. You know, Cross Creek in the last, you know, 4 years won 2 state titles and made enough state title appearance that they're in our region. You know, Baldwin is pretty good. They're in our region. Also went to the Final Four in 4A last year. But the main thing, intriguing thing about this job, I don't like to take jobs where it's already established. I like to go somewhere where it's never been done before. Anyone that knows Augusta basketball, knows Harlem basketball, knows that Harlem was a school that everyone always put on the schedule to get the easy win. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I said I was going to Harlem, at first I couldn't tell anyone. And then when it came out, you know, I had people call me, man, you going to Harlem? Yeah. But I'm tell you, man, I believe in the kids we have over there. And most of all, I believe if you get in, put in the gym, hours like Charlotte will tell you, like, man, I'm a gym rat. Mm-hmm. 5 a.m., late at night, Saturday, Sunday. So if you work like that, you know, you're eventually going to turn things around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
My question is, how does it feel? Like, you kind of explained it, but how do you feel on the personal level being back home at the kind of traumatic event and to be back at full strength back home? How do you feel?
Man, it feels great. You know, like I said, year before last, I had a stroke. You know, very traumatic. I had COVID and I had a stroke at the same time.
Jeez.
You know, when I first got to the hospital, it gave me, because I didn't know I had COVID, they gave me some medication to low my heart rate and almost killed me, you know. So, but I came back and you know, it was a true blessing. And it seemed like as soon as I was able to get back into the gym, it's right back to the same thing. I only know one way, and that's to work hard and love my kids as much as I can. So, you know, I was going through some things that, you know, outside of that, as far as like not having the support I should have had, you know. And, you know, sometimes we as fans or we as parents, we think we know best, you know. But with all coaches, people, you know, coaches are the most people that's punched on the most. And people don't realize the time we put into the kids and the time we put in, not just on the court, but outside the court. You know, that's who I am. Like, if you talk to anyone that knows me, like truly knows me, they'll tell you that, man, I give you anything I got when I don't have it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, biggest thing about being back home, you know, got to the point in my, you know, coaching career where everybody wants to feel appreciated and everybody wants to feel loved. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I've been blessed to have success despite everything that was going on and despite everything I went through. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, like, man, I got to be somewhere where I'm appreciated, you know. And, you know, I don't have service in how I'm saying. And Harlem reached out to me and it came through. You know, and when I picked it up, I knew that was a sign. It was time for me to move on. So it was very difficult, of course, for my seniors that I had. I was with those kids that were 9th graders. I'm taking criticism because I can't coach, but my kids are GV players, haven't played Washington. Mm-hmm. You know, and even with that team, we went to the region championship loss, you know. But I knew sticking to the plan that those kids weren't always going to be the young kids. You know, and then, you know, We won 11 games their ninth year. Yeah, had two sophomores. We won 12 games as the year got set their sophomore junior year. And then we had one guy here next to me. We won 23 games the following year.
As a freshman.
Yeah, as a freshman, you know. So I knew the plan, you know, him being young, but I knew we'd eventually add him to what we had. You know, kids worked extremely hard. You saw them kids were in the gym all the time. And I knew where the program was headed, but everybody else wanted that space, you know. But it showed through last year, you know. So some of the battles I was having to fight, you know, I ignored those, and that's kids, they ignored those. And, you know, we eventually broke through and had a great season. Like I said, we played that same team in the summertime, so I knew how good we were. The team that won it all, we lost on my count by a few points, you know. So I knew we had it, you know, as far as, like, through the work ethic and just being together for those 3 years that, you know, everything was going to start to show through. But, man, to answer your question, it feels extremely good to be home and be around loved ones and people you can trust and people you know have your back, your best interest. And it felt good yesterday to go to Thanksgiving dinner and then I ain't have to drive 2 hours. You know, back. So it feels good, man.
Yeah, so I'm asking the players, man, so walking into this arena, right, they're not getting a chance to practice yet, but, you know, walking into this arena, you said this is a program not really known for winning just yet. You know what I mean? There's always opportunity with that. But this may be the biggest game, the biggest stage that you guys have been on thus far, right? So coming in, just walking by the court, seeing how it looks like, where y'all at mentally right now? Like, what you thinking about? You know, where your headspace at?
Introduce yourself before.
Yeah, first of all, yeah.
My name is Jaden Futrell. I just think the stage, that's more to where we just got to show up for real. You know, got to play our game. Don't get scared. Show up, play a game.
Okay.
My name is Gabe Williams. You know, I feel like we're ready for the moment, you know. Yeah, we playing in a big arena, but I feel like with our team, we're going to be ready, and we always going to be ready to battle with anybody. So I feel like we should be ready tonight.
Yeah. So what classifications are y'all?
I'm 2026.
27.
AJ, how you feel, my boy? I talked to you earlier this week, man. I got some bad news, man. I was hoping for a miracle.
We got a miracle today?
Nah. I'm going to tell you, they say, you know, he's been training, working out, so guy was telling him, like, coach, you ready to play. But I think they're more so concerned about hard foul or him falling, so want to make sure. You know, it's all the way good. He had the same thing last year. He came back on time.
You know, I said
you know, all state, all that, you know. So this is one of those things that he double joints. We know it's all this all happened. But they said it's the reason why he moved so well. But we're hoping that guy thing tightened up, you know, he's straight. We go ahead, son.
So AJ, how you feel? You gonna be the biggest cheerleader? What's your role coming into the night?
Just to be there for my guys and correct them on what they do wrong and just be a leader when I'm not on the floor. Show them things that I see that they can't see while they're on the court. I hope they just come in and trust in the work that they already have put in and perform tonight.
Okay. So, Coach, you're familiar with Savannah basketball. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with your opponent tonight. So, obviously, I ain't asking your game plan, right? Yeah. But, you know, obviously, Augusta basketball is a high-level basketball. Savannah basketball is also high-level basketball, but it's different, right? So what's some of the things that you're telling your guys to prepare kind of for the atmosphere, for the for the playing style, for that kind of thing? I know it's similar, but always different as well, right? So what's some of the things you kind of talk to them about?
I think that, first of all, they're very well coached. You know, I consider George like a brother. Mm-hmm. And also a good guy, the whole staff. The biggest thing I think that, you know, with me being here for the last 4 years, I'm able to explain to them the difference. You know, I feel like both cities play hard. I feel like both cities are skilled players. I think about, you know, Savannah basketball and Savannah High, the advantage that those kids have, they've been playing together since middle school. You know, they've been together. They've taken their lumps when they're freshman, you know, then sophomore year got better, won 20 plus games, junior year. Yeah, Mekhi doesn't get hurt last year, he probably win the whole thing.
Yep.
You know, they had switched the schedule, had us playing Calvary, but I told them I want to play Savannah High. Yeah. The reason I want to play Savannah High is because we are an up-and-coming program, and you can't get better. Not saying no disrespect to Calvary. They're a great right. team, too.
Right.
But Savannah High brings a lot more to the table as far as that name, as far as they're ranked number one in the state, as far as they're a great basketball team. And I want my kids, you know, I've only had two practices with the guys. The guys won the top receivers in Georgia. We got upset last Friday in football. I wasn't cheating against them, but I was going to have to bring a JV team out. you know, so just I think Savannah with that grit, them boys are going to go 41. You know, they're going to pick up for the court. I've been telling them all week, look, but they're going to taste manhood. Yeah. You know, Sean going to talk a gang of trash. You know, that's who they are.
Yeah.
So when we talk about not getting the wide eye just because of the environment, because they're going to have fans in it. Everything that Mekhi does is a ooh, it's ah. You know what I'm saying? He's a magician with the ball. So our kid has to be ready for all that, but I wanted them to be in that environment and see what a number one team looks up close.
Yeah.
Because like I say, anytime you try to build something, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm the type of coach, man, I'm not running from any type of compensation because that's how you get better. No matter if you get beat by 30, 40, whatever, that's how you get better.
Yeah.
You know, so tonight we showing up to compete first.
Yeah.
Then we put ourselves in position to win, that's great. Yeah. But we know the long term goal is to be competing in state playoffs. And I tell you what a region looks like. So we have to play teams like Savannah High, get ready for that. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So my question to the young guys, you feel me? What's in y'all headphones before the game? What y'all listening to the lock in and get y'all mind right before the game?
Trash.
They don't know no good music.
I got a follow-up question with that, but what y'all jamming?
I'll be on Chucky.
Sorry, yeah, I was about to say, I ain't familiar. What about you?
Man, the little baby, you know what I'm saying? He always get you locked in. He got you all the time.
AJ, what you say?
Either Rod Weaver, Papa.
Okay.
What? You know what, we? You're the father? All
right. What's one artist from the 90s, the 2000s, that y'all got in y'all playlist? Not the 2010s, the 2000s, 2000
to 2009.
Probably.
Young,
boy.
I don't know. Well, we ain't got nobody yet.
Yeah.
All of them freeze up when I hit them with this question.
I think Calvary Girls only one had some names.
Yeah.
What about Biggie Smalls Count?
Yeah, that's 90s.
What about?
New edition count? Yeah, that was back then. Man, Coz, what you listening to?
For me? Yeah. I listen to a lot of, I'm going to tell you, like, in a good church you go to, they always tell you, the pastor always knows what the young people like. Mm-hmm. And, like, I always tell the guys, like, I'm not your friend, but I'm somebody that wants you to feel comfortable come talk to. So I listen to Lil Baby, Rod Wave, I like Moneybagg Yo. I like Money Man. I'm going to tell you, I'm big time. I was crushed when he passed away. Rich Homecorn. I love Homecorn. You know what I'm saying? So, like him, Young Thug, you know what I'm saying? But some of the stuff, bro, they be listening to them, I can't get
it. Hey, but the surprising thing is, y'all the first group I ain't hear Young Boy in.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all the first group I ain't here to see, young boy.
Yeah. Everybody else crashing out. Yeah. Y'all boys. y'all
might have to tap into Chucky because I don't know what he sounds like.
Yeah, Chucky's girl. We're going to see. Dang, I only know one Chucky. That's a little dog. He's a little crash out too. So we'll check that one.
All right. I kind of like the light of the mood with this one as well. Y'all got to give me one coach impersonation.
Half time
speech.
Y'all down by
20.
What coach
saying?
Careful.
Y'all not effing listening. Y'all gotta get y'all A word back, man.
AJ, you done been playing for a long time. I know you got.
You give us coach up pops. It don't even matter.
The pops impression. Get coach on this one. Yeah, what he was saying at the crib.
What you doing, Juice?
Shut the F up, you don't know everything.
It's the relationship, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
So, Coach, I'm glad to have you back. We ain't gonna hold y'all up because y'all gotta get the shoot around. We'll ask you. Well, I really ain't got nothing to ask you, man. I'm just happy to see you, to be honest, man. Happy to have you here.
Right. Yeah. I got one question to close out with. So you talked about coming in, building a program, right? So at the end of the night, right, game over with, what do you want everybody in the arena to take away from Harlem High School basketball?
We came to compete.
Okay.
You know, because the biggest thing, like I say, when you've only had two winning seasons 20 years and you've always been the team that everyone puts on the schedule. And like I say, even without him, the other night we played our first game and we had one practice. And the team we played had played four or five games already. Not a bad team, not a great team, but not a bad team. And, you know, when the game got tight, they were able to go to what they know, the pin down screen, the curves and all that. You know, they were able to kind of pull away from us. But our guys still learn the guys, you got what I'm saying? Even in June, I'm going back and forth from Savannah to Gus. Get there, then all these guys, I never dealt with the amount of kids I have playing football now. Yeah. So, you know, it's been difficult in that sense, but the whole time I'm standing there on Tuesday night, you know, I'm not into no more victories at all. But the whole time the game going on, I'm laughing because I know, you know, one of the things I told my wife earlier that day, I've never felt this unprepared, ever. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I ain't get to watch film with them. I'm not making excuses. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole time I'm standing there, I'm like, man, second quarter going halftime, we up. Third quarter, we up. Fourth quarter, the whole time thinking, man, we getting some shit. And you guys know what they doing. And then we add AJ, and man, we're going to reinforce real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, because I know how hard the guys are going to work. Yeah. And I'm blessed to have a group that wants to be good. They tired of losing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I think with when they found out I was coming, it was crazy the amount of love that was shown when I announced that I was going home. And, you know, they found out AJ was coming. And, you know, the kid talking about glazed and all. They're going to hit me with that. But I've seen it firsthand what I bring to the table with the work ethic. But, you know, and then Gabe and AJ both play for the Atlanta Celtics. They've been knowing Gates in first grade, transferred over this year to play for them. So those guys are winners. Yeah. And it makes a difference when you infuse winners into kids that want to win.
Yeah.
So even this summer, and I know it's summer ball, people will show up to play us. Then halftime, they coach down the curse on my, man, you about to lose to Harlem.
Yeah.
Damn right, you about to lose to Harlem. Yeah. I bring the attitude, like say, I know we can't say everything we want to say, but they know. I bring the attitude like, hey, I don't care who's playing, we come to win.
Right.
And I think when your leader has that attitude, it pours into them.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just excited for the challenge, and that's the main thing. I want people to recognize and relieve for the night, like, man, where the hell hold them at?
Yeah.
The guys, they guys gonna be all right, you know. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I got one. Any dream schools y'all want to go to? Any dream offers y'all looking at in the future? Like, I want to get this school. I want this offer from this school, this Division I program.
UNC.
Okay.
I thought it was cool, but don't worry
my youngin.
He currently has an offer from Oklahoma State.
That's tough.
You know, I'm a big Miami fan. Miami, Florida.
Trash, bro.
Yeah. I'm gonna visit. I'm gonna just visit around now. So, yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay. It's in Clemson, it's Miami, say, Georgia bro. State. So.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna ask you football or basketball first.
I don't really know yet.
He one of the ones didn't want to play football, but the kid's good.
Okay.
He's good. Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
So if you had to describe who you play football, like who would you say?
Football.
Travis, I never.
That's
not
praise.
That's
how
I'm going to tell you who reminds me. He ain't no Charlotte Hunter. That Charlotte Hunter different.
Exactly.
Yeah. Only one
now,
Charlotte.
Now, he played both sides, but if you ask me, being an old vet, who he reminds me of as far as playing receiver, Randy Moss. The kid, 6'3". He can run route. Man, I'm telling you, when he's running, he looks like he's putting no effort into it. Like, I haven't seen a guy go out and even run right past it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So he's a smooth athlete. And I'm talking about basketball court, you got some work to do on his ball hand and all that. Once you get that down, he's a stupid athlete, though. You know, so, yeah.
So we can expect to see a high flying.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
See no more.
Expect the show. We can expect the show. Yeah, for sure.
Hope y'all ready, man, because we are expecting – a good one tonight, man. Yeah. And we wishing y'all good luck. We know y'all head man is going to have y'all fully prepared. Williams, it's good to see you, my guy.
Yeah.
Y'all guys, I'm excited to see what y'all have in store for us tonight. Booby.
Hey, man. Like you said, man, looking forward to the show tonight. You know what I mean? Good luck. I know y'all got a whole lot of time to get ready. Running a little late already, so y'all got time to get ready and all that, man. But we appreciate y'all coming out for sure. You know what I mean? Wish we could see you play as well, man, but it's all good. It's all good. We definitely catch you, man. So, yeah, so, man, again, another episode, man, Untitled Podcast. Once again, man, knocking interviews out today, man. We're getting it in, so.
Like number 4-5?
Yeah, 4-5, yeah. Something like that. We got a couple more.
Coach Williams, the Harlem Bulldogs, man. Y'all keep an eye on them, man. We out this piece. Stephen A. Sip, checking out, man.
Yes, sir.